So Matthew 12. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples became hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat. But when the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples do what is not lawful to do on a Sabbath." But he said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he became hungry? He and his companions, how he entered the house of God, and they ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those with him, but for the priests alone? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and are innocent? But I say to you that something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire compassion and not a sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Departing from there, he went into their synagogue, and a man was there whose hand was withered. And they questioned Jesus, asking, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" So that they might accuse him. And he said to them, "What man is there among you who has a sheep, and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will he not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable then is a man than a sheep? So then it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and it was restored to normal like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him as to how they might destroy him. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, Lord, we give you thanks for who you are, your faithfulness, and you know, that's why we're here today, that we might seek after your face, Lord, and we are open to how you may speak to us, how you would touch us, transform our minds and our souls. And yes, Lord, we give you praise. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So in this verse, in these few verses, it talks about the Sabbath. And for the Jews, it's known as the Shabbat. And for the Jews, the Shabbat, it's practiced from Friday evening to Saturday evening. So a little different from what we do. But same reasons that they you know, follow the Sabbath, honor the Sabbath, the Shabbat. And it's, you know, to follow God. You know, God created the world in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested. But as well as in the Torah. The Torah is the first five books of the Bible, the books of Moses. And, you know, just as in the Ten Commandments, one of the commandments is honor the Sabbath, right? And however, along with the Torah, which is you know, the books of Moses, they have something called the Talmud. And the Talmud is an oral tradition that's been carried from generation to generation to generation to generation to generation. And every generation, they add a little bit more to it. So imagine if I were to, I guess, make it like relevant to SP, imagine, you know, something that we've dealt with in the past was the area of drinking, right? Because Pastor Sam used to be quite strict with drinking, because he, even as a non-Christian, he didn't drink. So we hear this verse like, you know, or we know that the command to not get drunk. And then at SP, we're like, oh, what does that mean? You know, what does it mean not to get drunk? And then we have other verses like, oh, don't be a stumbling block. So at one point, we made it so at SP, basically we're like almost against drinking. 100%. If PSIM found out you drank, especially if you're a leader, it's like you're going to have a talk, right? But over time, it's changed now where, okay, PSIM's met people from different cultures, and especially European culture, where drinking is very part of the culture. You do it as a family. So now he's, still doesn't promote it, I would say, but he says, hey, be wise in the way you go about it, right? Don't, the main thing is to not be a stumbling block, right? So that's the same thing what kind of the Talmud was, right? It's, I imagine they got these laws, and one of the laws, Ten Commandments, is, you know, honor the Sabbath, right? And then they said, what does that mean, to honor the Sabbath? So they came up with, oh, maybe what honor means is, you know, we need to rest, we need to not work, and then year by year, generation after generation, they add more and more, you could say, cliff notes to what that meant. And eventually, there's so much, I mean, in one aspect you could say is rules, but you can say in the other aspect there's so much wisdom to follow, right? And just to give you an idea, right now, some of the things that would be involved in the Talmud is, for example, on the Sabbath, these are the things you cannot do. Okay, there's no writing, erasing, and tearing. It's very specific. No business transactions, no driving or riding in cars or other vehicles, no shopping, no using the telephone, no turning on or off anything which uses electricity, including lights, radios, television, computer, air conditioners, and alarm clocks, no cooking, no baking or kindling a fire, no gardening and grass mowing, no doing laundry. So this is just like a little sample of what it's like if you're an Orthodox Jew, what it's like to follow the Talmud. And that's now. So before, obviously, no telephone. So what, even I was reading out like some of the things they would address, like, well, what if like I need something, like the power, what do? You would turn it on in advance. That's what they did. So right before Friday evening hits, they turn it on, and I guess once they're using it, they leave it on until Talmud ends. So it's very, very strict. So by then, what Jesus is addressing is the Sabbath. It's the Shabbat for these Jews and all these rules that they follow. And they can see that it's become about the law, right? It's become about these rules that have been implemented. And the first thing is the gleaning of wheat, right? And they're not stealing, because in Deuteronomy, it advises the farmers to leave some so that people could glean it, eat it, right? So, but even that act, I think it's very specific, even like using your right hand or left hand, picking up this way, picking up this way. So whatever it is that they did, I guess it was against the Talmud, so they were condemned for not honoring the Sabbath. And same thing with healing, right? Jesus heals, and they're like, oh, you know, you don't respect Moses. You don't respect, you're going against, you know, God. And how does Jesus respond to them? And this is key for us. He says, I do not desire sacrifice, I desire compassion. I do not desire sacrifice, I desire compassion. And what he's addressing is, I think, the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, right? The letter of the law is, you're trying to follow things to the T. It's really about works, right? It's about sacrifice. It's about penance. It's about earning, because all you're trying to do is accomplish the work, right? And in the case of Sabbath, they're just following all these rules. But what is the spirit of the law? The letter of the law of Sabbath is, you must follow all these things so that you would honor the Sabbath. But what is the spirit of the law of Sabbath is, God wants you to rest, right? And the reason he wants you to rest is because he loves you and he knows it's good for you, right? The spirit of, I mean, what's kind of actually ironic is, the spirit of the law or what is in God's good intention is for them to rest, right? And they can rest so that they can take a step back from their works and realize why they're doing the things they do. And the irony is, they're so obsessed with the work of how you honor the Sabbath that they've missed the whole point of Sabbath, right? It's very important for us as followers of Christ, of believers of Christ, who've received the call, that we know why we've received the call to know the why we do the things we do. Even this morning, many of us, we've come to EMP. Maybe God has called you to EMP. Perhaps you're doing it because PSAM tells you to. But hopefully, you know why you're here, right? And it's not just out of, I mean, part of it is obedience, but that's not just why. Many of you have been called to your marketplace, and of course you want to do a good job, work hard. But also, why? Why has God put you there? It's important, so important to know the why. And that's the whole point of Sabbath, actually, right? Is to take a step back, to know what your motives are, and also what your source is, right? And I just want to point out one thing, and in Matthew 5:17, Jesus says, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." Fulfill it. So I want to keep in mind, the law, the Talmud, it's actually not a bad thing. I remember last night I was reading up on the Talmud, and someone wrote, "I know that the Talmud seems like it's really stifling and really difficult, but it's not." He said it's actually amazing. They treat the law so holy that everyone really looks forward to it, like the Sabbath. And you know, we read the verse, "I rejoice with those who said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" And for the Jews who really honor the Talmud, that's what their feeling is. They look forward to it. And I know I read what the Talmud is, the things you can't do, but you know what they encourage you to do? What they encourage you to do is worship, to pray, to feast in the evening. And of course, when you're feasting, you're with people. You don't feast alone, right? Because there's too much food. So you're feasting. And the last thing is you spend time with family. That's the point, is to realign, recenter your life to back to God, but also what is important, right? And when we're so focused on the works, we lose sight of that. And that's what Jesus is addressing. It's not so much that there's all these things and rules that they've been implemented. In itself is good, but they've lost sight, right, of the point, which is the why they do the things they do. And he desires compassion and not just sacrifice. So I want to invite Janella. And you know, just because on in this case Sabbath, for the Jews, they're instructed to worship, pray, eat together, spend time with family. That doesn't mean that's the only time they can do it, right? They can do it in other times. And I believe that for many of us, early morning prayer is that time, right? You want to start the day out aligned to God, knowing why you're about to do the things you do this whole day, and do it with a purpose, right? And it's good for us. I don't think God gave these commandments so that it's a test to see if we'll obey, but he knows, hey, after 6 days of work, you need to rest. So as Janella leads us, let's take a time in this morning to realign ourselves, recreate, to remember, know why we're about to do the things we do, remember and acknowledge also who God is, right? He's faithful, He's for you, His life, your life is in His hands, He's in control, He is a God who's always working, even when you're not doing anything, He's still working, right? And He's refining you, He's touching you right now, He gives you hope, and He's leading you to take steps of faith.
To your man.
I feel led just to ask the question to everyone here. Are you really honoring the Sabbath? Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Are you really, realigning yourself? Are you resting in God? Is it a holy day for you? Or is it a day where you just escape? Escape from, the works he has during the week. You know, are we just, maybe, it's between you and God. Maybe you need to, this is probably not the right sentence structure, but maybe you need to Talmud it a little bit, you know. Implement things to really make sure you honor the Sabbath. You know, maybe it's no smartphones on Sunday, no iPads for our kids, and make sure we just spend the time as a family together so we know what's important. It's relationship, it's family, it's God. And I think one sign, how do you know that you've really honored the Sabbath and you've realigned yourself with God, is I think you would look forward to Monday. But I think most of us, we dread Monday because we've just escaped on Sunday. We're like, okay, you know, it's rest, so I'm going to escape from the realities of the work that God has given us. And I would challenge us to say, I don't know if we've really fulfilled the Sabbath as God intended it. I think God would have intended it that you feel recharged, that you feel inspired, and then when Monday comes, you're ready to fulfill His work again. So I'll give everyone a moment. To repent, right? It's a changing of mind. But that's also manifested through an outward action, right? So if you feel convicted, change your mind. Hey, I have not been honoring the Sabbath and living it out as God intended. He intended it out of love. He intended it as a blessing for us. And I have not been doing that. And then come out with an action plan. Let's go to our community prayers, and let's cover those who are loved ones who are going through cancer and also going through chemo and radiation therapy. Let's, in faith, pray for healing and restoration. Slide. It's also cover loved ones who are sick, but also are in need of salvation. Let's pray that God is just continually moving and transforming their hearts, softening their hearts, and that He would speak to them and reveal Himself to them. Let's also pray for friends and family who are sick, infirmities. Also cover those who are seeking jobs. Let's pray for God's provision, for doors to open, for discernment of the timing as well. So our Thursday prayer focuses, let's first cover missions, let's cover Cambodia, let's cover Grace and Bloom, the organization she's working at, and also the nation Japan, and also Peace Sophia there. Let's cover our prayer and healing ministries, IP, Well, Cascade. Let's pray for both covering, anointing, and protection, for wisdom and direction as well for each of these ministries. Let's cover the Thursday outreaches. Let's cover SP Lights as well as Homey Outreach. Cover the education ministries, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, SPU. pray for anointing and for an encounter with God. You can also pray for SP Youth in regards to mission trip direction, where to take the kids, and so on and so forth. For the house churches, Robin Hood Elements, Happy Valley Olympic, on this last house church before the summer break, it'd be a time where they can also, kind of like Sabbath, just remember and reflect on the season, and just be a time of blessing as well as intimacy and vulnerability. Yes, Lord, we just thank you for this day and your word. We recognize that, you know, the instructions you give us, the law, Lord, you give it in love for us, and it's really for our benefit. But even as we fulfill your commands and your instructions, let us know why we do the things we do. Let us know that, let us do it with love and compassion as a forefront, Lord. Let us do it for you and not for ourselves. Let us be focused on you and not ourselves, Lord. And even today, just bless everyone who's come. Bless them with a purpose and recharge and energize us with excitement and hope with the things you have in store for us today, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that if there's any conviction or if there is any recharging, it's from you, Lord. We're not doing this alone. It's always led by you, whether it be repentance or faith. It's something that you lead us to, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.